Walking into a room full of strangers can trigger that primal fight-or-flight response, racing heart, sweaty palms, and an overwhelming urge to retreat. Yet in our increasingly digital world, face-to-face connection has never been more valuable. Susan Rowand's How to Work a Room has become a cultural touchstone precisely because it addresses this universal challenge. The book has sold over 1 million copies worldwide and influenced networking culture so profoundly that its techniques are now taught in business schools globally. What makes this work so enduring is its recognition of a fundamental truth. Technology may change, but human connection remains our most powerful currency. Whether you're navigating a high-stakes conference or a neighborhood gathering, the principles of authentic engagement transcend time and trends. What if the difference between seeing a room full of strangers and seeing a room full of opportunities was simply a matter of perspective and skill? Societal messages create barriers that limit meaningful connection. While "don't talk to strangers" protects children, it holds adults back from valuable networking opportunities at conferences and beyond. The Scarlett O'Hara syndrome of waiting for proper introductions and the prom king queen complex of expecting others to initiate contact keeps us needlessly passive. This especially affects the 80% who identify as shy in certain situations. Better safe than sorry reflects our fear of rejection, though most people welcome friendly interaction. Those who don't are usually just distracted. Meanwhile, confusion about appropriate behavior, especially in professional settings, creates uncertainty about boundaries. These mental barriers aren't permanent. They're patterns we can recognize and reshape once we understand them. How we speak to ourselves shapes our social experiences. When we label ourselves as shy or awkward, we create self-fulfilling prophecies. Research shows shyness isn't fixed. It's a situational response we can change. Shifting from "I'm terrible at small talk" to "I'm practicing my conversation skills" transforms your social approach. One executive grew her network by replacing "they won't be interested" with "I have valuable perspectives to share." Taking social risks requires courage, but yields life-changing rewards. Instead of admiring someone from afar, approach them with a genuine compliment and thoughtful question. That single moment of bravery could lead to mentorship or friendship. A well-crafted, authentic introduction can turn a chance encounter into a meaningful connection. Discomfort is the price of growth. Each time you push through the anxiety of meeting someone new, you strengthen your social confidence. Overcoming social hesitation requires actionable strategies. Here are key approaches to transform theory into practice. First, reframe strangers as people with shared interests. At conferences, you share industry knowledge. At neighborhood events, you share community concerns. When I visited an unfamiliar city, I connected through shared holiday celebrations. Second, develop an authentic self-introduction, highlighting relevant commonalities. At business events, share your role in projects. At social gatherings, mention your connection to the host. Third, adopt a host's mindset, even as a guest. Like natural hosts, welcome others, make introductions, and ensure everyone feels included. Connect people with shared interests or offer simple gestures of hospitality. Fourth, handle rejection gracefully. Cool responses rarely reflect on you personally. Politely move on when someone seems unreceptive. Remember that first impressions can be misleading. Fifth, align verbal and nonverbal communication. Maintain appropriate physical distance, dress for the setting, and keep conversations contextually appropriate. Creating authentic connections goes beyond collecting business cards. It's about establishing mutually enriching relationships. Successful people prioritize quality contacts over quantity, viewing their networks as idea repositories rather than contact lists. The foundation of meaningful connection is reciprocity. Each person brings unique value through their knowledge, experiences, and perspectives. Whether sharing local recommendations, industry insights, or introductions, offering your value creates balanced interactions. Charm and courage work together in building connections. Courage initiates contact, while charm, the ability to make others feel valued, sustains relationships. You can develop charm by observing and incorporating welcoming behaviors from others. Never judge people by their title or appearance. Today's assistant could be tomorrow's executive, and everyone deserves respect regardless of position. Many have regretted dismissing modestly dressed individuals who were key decision makers. Focus on being genuinely interested rather than interesting. Ask thoughtful questions and listen actively to responses. Transform initial encounters into relationships through thoughtful follow-up. Share relevant articles, connect on LinkedIn with personalized notes, or express appreciation. These gestures demonstrate you value the connection. The virtual world has created new spaces for connection, each with its own unwritten rules. While technology bridges distance, building authentic relationships requires intentional effort in both spheres. When networking on social media, avoid generic connection requests or automated messages. Instead, personalize your outreach by referencing shared interests or explaining your genuine interest in connecting. Digital communication requires attention to tone since written messages lack nonverbal cues. While being concise, maintain warmth through simple acknowledgments that preserve the human element. Use digital tools to enhance, not replace, face-to-face interaction. Virtual connections should serve as bridges to in-person meetings, which typically yield stronger relationships. At in-person events, arrive early and consider bringing a colleague for initial support before separating to expand your reach. Look for solo attendees who might welcome conversation. Different settings demand different approaches. Business meals offer natural conversation starters, office parties need professional social balance, and trade shows require strategic planning to maximize opportunities. The principles of working a room extend beyond formal networking events to everyday encounters. Every location, from airport terminals to coffee shops, presents opportunities for meaningful interaction. A chance conversation at baggage claim might lead to friendship, or a chat during a flight delay could spark professional collaboration. These aren't planned networking moments, but organic opportunities created by willingness to engage. Shared experiences naturally create connection points. Whether discussing a long line or comparing favorite apps, these small openings can lead to meaningful exchanges. The key is recognizing these moments rather than retreating into your phone. Your public behavior creates impressions even when you're not actively networking. How you treat service staff and handle inconveniences shapes how people perceive you. Maintaining courtesy and positivity enhances all your connections. The skills that make you effective in formal networking, genuine interest, thoughtful questions, and active listening serve equally well in daily life. By applying these principles consistently, you create a connected life rather than isolated networking moments. In our screen-dominated world, authentic face-to-face connection has become a superpower. Whether at a formal event or casual gathering, approach with curiosity and engage with authenticity. These skills build not just professional networks, but a life rich with meaningful relationships and unexpected opportunities.